Yeah, man, the adults are talking, except when you're watching Congress, Republican side. Oh, man, I wish I could play the guitar. Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton, Wisconsin. He's got all your guitar needs. If it's sick, he can make it better. If you just want to make it more better, he can do that. And he gives lessons, so maybe I could learn how to play rhythm or something, bass, left-handed. All the way, baby. Anyway. And he's got a studio that we still haven't used to do like a Pizza Box Unhinged podcast because I couldn't play it on this air. Wouldn't that be cool, though? Huh? It's an idea.
I'm down. I produce it for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Evan, too, man.
Yeah.
Did they get the whole crew over there and everybody participate?
Round
of fire. From what I've heard, it's like you just want to do like 20 minutes. So do like one issue and then swear for like 20 minutes. Something like that. Yeah, back to Stoughton, man, taking that dam out. Now, I'm happy to hear that there were a lot of people that were upset and knew about it before I did. You know, because I'm not, you know, your own backyard, right? That's what we all need to do. Clean up our own backyards and get the neighbors out of our backyards too, damn it. Or grow some more trees. Lilacs, flowering crabs, whatever. Get the birds and let the dandelions grow, please. You can even put them in your salad, man. But all this stuff in town, I look at it and I'm like, ah, there's like three cool yards. And then everybody else is using chemicals. Ew. But as I was saying, privilege in both parties is wrong. Okay, so when you've got someone that's a millionaire that's talking it, but they aren't walking it, why do you guys like sit there and go, oh, wow, you know that? You know what that's called? That's called fanaticism. Okay, being a fan is cool, right? Really easy to be a Cub fan this year because they kind of suck, but I like the guys. They're having fun. They're bringing up young guys, and you know what? A couple years, when they trade those guys off, somebody else is going to be happy when they get them. But I saw a World Series, and then the world really got serious because Donald Trump became president. I was like, oh. But I told everybody that was going to happen, man. So you can trust me. I've been right quite often because I was wrong for 30-some years, 40, 45, what, 50, whatever.
Wait a minute. You learned from history?
No, I learned from my own foolish mistakes, for one thing. And
wait a minute. You learned from... What a novel concept. Like, where is that?
It's not like I learned quick.
I know.
I had to repeat and repeat, and I still make the repeated mistakes that I made in the past, but...
I get you, man. I'm just...
But I can get away with it a little easier, because it's not like... I'm not, like, really doing criminal stuff or anything, but... Somebody said to me... Yeah, somebody's like, hey, man... You don't think you need a gun? Because they know that I do this kind of thing and that kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty low fruit. They usually go after judges and governors nowadays. Or senators or congressmen or presidents or hang Mike Pence. What the heck?
Right.
I mean, you know, isn't that how they used to do it? We're in big trouble, man. It's not funny, Mike. Stop laughing.
Well, it's laugh or cry, right? I mean, or gets really mad.
I cry sometimes.
I know.
And when I listened to that Cranberry song earlier today,
yeah,
at a high level, listen to the lyrics of that, and then to know that she passed away, it just breaks my heart. Such a appropriate song, you know, talking about World War I even, hey? All the way back to that. Yeah, but, you know, when you ignore history and create a false narrative, like, you know, and I blame the media for a lot of this stuff, right? Because they could do the same thing I do, couldn't they? But they'd get fired, Mike, because there's big money in that stuff. Yeah, there is. I don't know how they sleep at night or how they feel safe, but I guess, you know, when a congressman's walking around with a gun and he's been using that to protect himself and his family in a gated community, sit on it, dude. Don't have an accident at home. I worry about kids when people think like that. damn. I mean, there was a kid that was, what, 8 or 10 years old, whose mother was in a fight with another woman, neighbors, in an argument. And then the mom hands the kid her bag, and the kid reaches in and pulls out a gun and kills the neighbor. Because maybe they thought that's what they were supposed to do, to defend their mom. I mean, yeah, man, it's getting pretty sick in society, right? Of course, there's people out there that would say Democrat city, you know, and have no understanding of how anybody could react or snap in the way they do in those communities. You try living there, white boy.
How do people?
Because I could. I mean, I got a lot of friends there, and I don't feel uncomfortable there. I'd feel more uncomfortable walking through, like I said, if I was protesting with Black Lives Matter, going through a gated community by the governor. Guys with their assault rifles come out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why they do that? Because they're racist, man. That's why they do it, people. They don't do it because they fear for their lives, just like these cops. They don't fear for their lives when they're shooting an unarmed black guy running away. You know, because most people in this country, if they're a white guy and thinks like that, they're the guy that's running away, right? Well, I'm scared of black guys walking down my sidewalk. you just don't understand the difference between good and bad and you know, rich and poor. but really, there is a serious lack of critical thinking in this country that's just reached a level, and it's gonna keep going down. Our IQs are dropping in this country. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, that's probably more than 2 points down. And like, and she looks like it, man. You know, they say don't make fun of people or the way they look. Oh yeah, I know. First of all, she does look like a Cro-Magnon. Secondly, she acts like one. Well, you know, I mean, if it walks and talks it. And then thirdly, the evil that comes out of this woman and the calling for violence and stuff. People in this country, they fear the First Amendment more than the Second Amendment. Oh, well, you know, some people do. You know, in high places, they don't like the way I talk, Democrat or Republican. They're like, hey, man, come on, man. That's too far left. Well, too far right is the end of the world. Too far left is probably saving it, don't you think?
Well, the difference.
Instead of 10,000 species going extinct every year out of the million or whatever we have left, and it'll go pretty fast, right? And it'll get faster and faster and faster. And, yeah. Of course, these evangelicals and Christians, if they read their Bibles, they'd already know this was coming. But that part doesn't matter.
I mean,
the part where we don't have to do this.
Right. I was just going to say, the difference with you is you're not charging people up to try to get them to incite violence. You're charging people up to try to get them to give a crap about things that are going to benefit humanity, like the totality of all life and the planet. And then you have, I mean, that's the thing. Like, the media is in a tough spot because you have to, like, one of the media's jobs is to report things that happen to inform the public. But then these people are given platforms also to spew that, which, again, empowers and incites certain people in certain mindsets to think they should, you know, take violent action. And that's what you get.
The reason why it's like that is the media, even at the local level, dude. I mean, Sinclair, they're all, you know, this is all big money to them.
People want it.
And what it is, you know, like the Don Henley's, some dirty laundry, man. People eat that stuff up in this guy. This culture needs to be canceled, like, big time, man. I'm okay with that.
You know who shouldn't be canceled, though? Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We'll give him a quick one like this.
Yeah. Oh, you missed it. I was going. You know how some of those guys do that?
Yeah.
And they're right on, you know. It's like, wow, that is. Do you practice that in the mirror? Because that is ugly.
That's that was part of a guitar solo from a friend and my brother's bandmate.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Miller.
I found the t-shirt.
Talented guy.
I brought over. I'm taking care of two kittens and the mom, and then they already got homes and everything, but I got to wait it out another week, which is good. But I'm not supposed to do things like that, but I did it anyway, and I don't want my mom to get worried. We only got 1 minute left, fastest hour on radio. I know that we're going to be missing you on, what was it, July 8th? But you know what I want to do on June 18th? I want to try it. Well, for my show, I'd like to get, you know, like a live feed from D.C. for the Poor People's Campaign. What do you think about that idea?
Sounds great to me.
No, I think, you know, since I can't be there and I want to be there, and that's my crowd, and that's, I was honored by them, man. Got a plaque for the effort I put into it. You know, I fight for 15 Poor People's Campaign. They're all, you know, everybody would just join that and bring it together. Then we'd have got Bernie Sanders for sure. But he may run again. I say run, Bernie, run. The birds are chirping it. We'll be back next week. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, that's Devil Radio. And 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw. Ca-ca! Edgar Winter Group. Frankenstein, man. See you next week. Don't forget, Jeff's Guitar Clinic, Stoughton.